This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With the coronavirus cases already topping 5,800, President Donald Trump is asking Congress to help Americans through a financial storm. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some senators say the economic aid package could reach $1 trillion, including direct checks to residents.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin's been negotiating the package with congressional leaders for the president.
We want to get it done and have a big infusion.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn until one passes. It would be the most far-reaching economic rescue package since the Great Recession, with all sides agreeing more aid is needed to handle what's coming. But some Republicans say they're leery of the massive number. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden swept to a convincing win in Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona over Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont. Biden thanked voters and election workers from his home state of Delaware.
Americans in three states went to the polls today. I want to thank all the public officials and the poll workers who work closely with the public health authorities to assure safe opportunities for voting, to clean and disinfect voting booths, and to make sure the voters could cast their ballots while maintaining the distance from one another that was safe.
The victories placed Biden well ahead of Sanders in the race to clinch the party's nomination. The governor of the state of Ohio postponed Tuesday's primary because of the coronavirus outbreak. Ohio is now set to vote in June. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.